Today, at age 27, Brody Buster is a music veteran with 20 years of live music performance under his belt. As a child, he became internationally famous as a prodigy on the harmonica. But now, with a new CD entitled We'll Die Young, he's taking a giant leap away from his past. Alex Smith has this story.
There's a video of Quincy Jones' performance at the 1996 Montreux Jazz Festival. Of course, you can watch it on YouTube. Jones is leading a jazz orchestra, complete with a bunch of celebrity guest stars. As the applause for one song fades out, the band leader introduces a new guest soloist to accompany Chaka Khan, who's the group singer.
Brody Buster, Kansas City.
Then out walks a blonde, baby-faced 12-year-old. This is the most prestigious jazz festival in the world. But young Brody Buster grins and almost swaggers out onto stage while Quincy Jones chuckles. The audience politely applauds, the pianist kicks off an intro, then Brody raises his harmonica to his mouth. Quincy Jones probably dazzled a lot of unsuspecting jazz fans that night when he introduced this child prodigy, but in fact, Brody had already been working this shtick for years. When he was 7, almost as quickly as his mother handed him a harmonica, he could blow veterans off the stage. When he was 10, B.B. King declared him, in all seriousness, to be the greatest harmonica player of our time. After that came The Tonight Show, Jon Stewart, Entertainment Tonight, and tours of Europe. He moved to L.A., where he worked in the house band at B.B. King's nightclub. But when he turned 17, the bright lights started to fade.
Eventually, B.B. King's got sold, and all the house bands there got let go. And so from that was our main source of income out there, was that house gig. And, you know, ran out of money, I needed to finish high school. So I went back, and I actually graduated from Shawnee Mission Northwest.
Today, Brody Buster is an easygoing 27-year-old with a full beard and a 9-month-old son named Ziggy. The last 10 years have been a big change from the first 10 years of his career. He's been mostly working in Kansas City and neighboring towns. Brody's just as likely to play guitar as harmonica, and his voice has aged to a drawling howl not far from Greg Allman. But most importantly, he's shifted from blues to heavy rock. He says he's had plenty of reasons to make the change.
I've been playing the blues for years and years and years. I mean, since I was 7. For one, boredom, for one. For two is I got tired of playing to busy, busy places. But no, everybody was 35 years older than me. I mean, I just couldn't see myself in my 20s playing for people that are in their 50s and 60s. No offense to anybody, but really enjoying myself. I mean, part of the reason you play music is to get out there and experience things, and there's not much to experience when there's that much of an age gap between you and the audience.
Brody Buster has finally released his rock music to the CD-buying public as a new EP called We'll Die Young. This is not his first recording. He released a few discs in his blues days, but Brody Buster says he considers We'll Die Young to be his true debut.
Anything I recorded prior to this, I was a kid. I didn't even know what I was doing, and back then I was basically told what to sing and play by the other musicians in the band, and it's probably good they did, because who knows what I would have wanted to done. But this is definitely, and back then I didn't, if I wrote anything on the last albums, it was written under supervision of bluesmen and people that were in the band. Everything on this I wrote on my own, just definitely my debut record. Anything else for one of them was a live album at the Grand Emporium that even had some cover tunes on it,
Mm-hmm.
And if it were up to me, I never would have recorded those albums.
The CD, has a kind of growling rock sound, and I'm wondering, is that something that you purposely decided that you want to do, or is this just kind of more the way it comes out?
This
now?
Is the way it comes out. I write the songs, and then, we jam them, and this is the way they come out. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no real thought to what we're doing at all. No, there's no thought at all.
The music writer Bill Brownlee, who you know just wrote about this a week or two ago, he said that this was the meanest album by a local band in recent memory. What did you think about that?
Well, I mean, I took it as a compliment, but you know, there's mixed views on this thing. A lot of people read that review and feel that like the album is makes me sound like as if I'm jaded towards you know, having success in the beginning and just doing what I'm doing now. I didn't feel the review said that. I feel like if you listen to the album, then you'd realize that he was talking about the Soons. I mean, a lot of the songs, some of them are about ex-girlfriends. Some of, you know, there's not one song on there that has anything to do with that.
So, you know,
I took it as a compliment. I was like, awesome. This is awesome. Yeah. There was some really good quotes. And then he said that we could take the Black Keys as lunch money, and I was like, this is the best review ever. But then my dad read it, and he's like, I don't know, Brody. I don't know about this review, you know.
Which part of it do you think is meaner? Do you think it's the sound or it's the lyrics?
I'd say both. I mean, some of the songs are definitely angry, but, you know, angry at situations like relationships or anything else that stuff like that about, you know. The sound's definitely heavier and angry, and especially if you were going to pop that in and you were expecting, you know, who knows, he could have popped that in and expected to hear me doing blues tunes from back in the day. If you were expecting to hear some blues and you popped that in, you'd be like, damn, that's not what I expected at all.
Brody Buster's past and the musical gifts he was born with are not things he spends a lot of time thinking about. He's mostly focused on playing new music, but Brody recognizes that his intuitive understanding of music is the foundation for what he does today, and he has mixed feelings about completely distancing himself from his early career.
Well, I mean, there's an upside to that, and there's a downside to that, too. I mean, the upside is that, yeah, you know, I can always use that as part of my resume. You know, I played with B.B. King, I was on The Tonight Show, blah, blah, blah. But in a lot of ways, it hasn't been good for me either, because a lot of people can't shake that novelty effect, you know. And to some extent, some people might even come to a show of mine today and expect me to do that same thing, and they're not going to take to what we're necessarily doing. But then on the other hand, there's people that see what we're doing now and don't even know about the past. You know, have no idea. You know, kids my age were just kids when that happened.
I heard an interview where you basically said everything that you play on harmonica, you were playing right from the start. Is that right?
Yeah, on the harmonica, that's for sure. I don't know why that instrument, I don't know why I can play the harmonica to this day. And I have no idea. I got really lucky, I guess. So mm-hmm. Part of me feels like maybe if I was handed something else, I would have used it to do that, but I was handed a harmonica by my mom, so that's what I, you know, maybe if she would have handed me a football, I would have been a football player. You never know.
So were you able to take things that you already knew from the harmonica and use those on guitar, or was it just a totally different thing?
No, definitely, for sure, like, and the same goes for any instrument I play. I can play a little bit of drums, I can play a little bit of bass. But everything, I play all those instruments the same because I can't read music. I don't really know what chord structures are or anything like that. I'm learning. But, you know, when I started off, people would ask me what key I was in, and I would just grab the guitar where I was playing at. And so I kind of relate. You know, I don't really know much about music theory or anything. So the way I play is the way I play it, I guess. So it's all kind of the same.
Do you think that still Dae Young is, you know, still influenced by the blues?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure. Everything I do forever will always be influenced by the blues. That's where I learned how to play. Everything I do from here on out will always be influenced by the blues, for sure.
Brody Buster's new CD is called Will Dae Young. For Casey Currents, this is Alex Smith.